AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. No criminal record, not on law enforcement radar. But a county government worker and his wife opened fire on his co-worker's holiday party in San Bernardino, California, killing 14 people and wounding 21. This man attended the same mosque as suspect Saeed Farouk.
Always nice, smile on his face, good brother. He always happy, like I said. Never preached about anything wrong, about killing anything, about politics, never said anything about his work.
Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, died in a shootout with police. Now investigators are trying to figure out why they did this. Counterterror expert Michael Leiter is looking at the evidence. A trip to Saudi Arabia, alleged contact with Islamic extremists on social media. But he says the whole story may be more complex than some think.
You can be motivated by some radical thoughts, but also target individuals because you felt alienated, you felt disenfranchised, and that led to some of the radicalization.
He was on the Today Show this morning. We are told the FBI is investigating this as a potential act of terrorism, though they haven't ruled out other possible motives. Looks like interest rates are going to go up this month. Experts think the Fed will make that decision after seeing the just-released November jobs report, which shows another month of solid hiring, 211,000 jobs added. Hugh Johnson, chairman of Hugh Johnson Advisors.
It's a very solid report. I'd say it's a little bit better than had been generally expected, just about what the Federal Reserve needed to effectively justify increasing rates.
The Dow is up at the moment 176 points. Chipotle says it is tightening its food safety standards after its restaurants were linked to dozens of cases of E. coli. It says it'll test all produce now before shipping it to restaurants. This is AP Radio News. Not everybody's on board with the defense secretary's decision to open all military jobs to women, even the most dangerous commando jobs.
I personally think it's bizarre. Women are not designed to be on the front line. Our bodies are not equipped for that, and we should not be in that position.
Cynthia Harmon is in Atlanta. Army recruiter Sergeant First Class Natasha Hobbs disagrees.
I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's a welcome change for the Army as a whole.
The Defense Secretary's announcement removes the final barriers that kept women from serving in combat. Now to the donkey in the police cruiser. Squishy was lost and wandering along a country road on Tuesday when Norman, Oklahoma police officer Kyle Kanan rescued him with a ride in the back of his cruiser. Turns out Squishy is a charity donkey. He lets people ride on his back at charity basketball games, courtesy of his owner, a chiropractor, with whom Squishy has now been reunited. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.